This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuwar says government always positive about cooperation with private sector. Disaster preparedness intensified in Roswa district and leaders of France, Germany and Italy in key for talks. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuwar has said that the government is committed to cooperating with the private sector for the economic development of the country. Inaugurating the Nepal Chamber Expo 2022, organized by the Nepal Chamber of Commerce in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Deuwar said that the role played by the chamber in the economy is important and stated that the government is always positive toward cooperation with the private sector. Prime Minister Deuwar stressed the need to promote exports by protecting domestic raw materials and skill-based industries. Speaking on the occasion, President of Nepal Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Rajendra Malla, said that the products of Nepal, India, Pakistan and Bangladesh are displayed at the expo. CPN Maoist Center Chair Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda has said the present five-party coalition government will not enter into the state partnership program SPP agreement with the US. He said this while addressing the 21st Rith Bahadur Khadka Memorial Day program organized at the party headquarters Paris Tata today, stating that Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuwar has expressed the commitment during the meeting of the coalition parties he will not enter into this type of agreement. The Maoist center chair said nobody should be in confusion that the government is about to sign this agreement. The driver of a tipper has died after falling from a bridge at Abu Khairini Rural Municipality 4, Ruakhola of Tanahu on the Prithivi Highway at around 4:30 this morning. The district police office said the deceased has been identified as Ram Bahadur Damai of Manpang in Magdi Municipality 6. Deputy Superintendent of Police Ivraz Khadka said Damai died at 16 a.m. while undergoing treatment at the Old Medical College in Chitwan. A woman has gone missing after a tiger attacked her. She was going to the forest to pick off fiddlehead fern Niguro. She is a 23-year-old Rekha Basneet of Bharatpur Metropolitan City 27. She was reportedly attacked by the big cat today morning. The district police office Chitwan said that the tiger attacked Basneet among those who had gone to the local Radhakrishna community forest to pick off a Niguro. DPO Chitwan's information officer Narahari Adhikari said a team comprising Nepal police and Nepali army has mounted a search as soon as receiving information that the wild beast had attacked Basneet and dragged her into the woods. He said the Chitwan National Park has been requested to send an elephant to help in the search. Keeping precaution about the potential effects of floods and landslides during the rainy season, search and rescue preparedness has been intensified in Roswa district. As the rainy season has already set in and it can trigger big loss of lives and properties, security agencies have engaged in preparedness practice to make search and rescue operations effective. According to District Disaster Management Committee Chairperson and Chief District Officer Navraj Jaisi, there is an inventory of rescue materials with security agencies and human resources has been kept in the ready-to-move situation. He further said with this disaster response is likely to be more effective than in the previous years. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said there is a great general influence of monsoon wind in Province 1, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. According to division, the local wind and the east-west low-pressure system prevailing in Uttar Pradesh and Bihar of India have been causing cloudy weather and rainfall in the rest of the provinces. The weather in Province 1 and Madhes Province is now generally cloudy, while Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province have been witnessing sparsely to generally cloudy. Light rainfall along with thunderstorms and lightning has been taking place at a few places of Province 1 and Lumbini Province. According to Division, the same weather system would remain even at night. Although the sky of Kathmandu Valley was fair in the morning, the weather is now partially cloudy. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi have taken the night train to Ukraine's capital Kyiv to show their support, Italian daily La Repubblica has reported. The visit by three European leaders has taken weeks to organize, with the three men looking to overcome criticism within Ukraine over the response to the war. Ukraine has criticized France, Germany and, to a lesser extent, Italy for alleged foot dragging in their support, accusing them of being slow to deliver weapons and of putting their own economies ahead of Ukraine's security. Thousands of civilians are trapped in the Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk with essential supplies running out, the United Nations is a warning. Many of them are sheltering in bunkers beneath the city's Azot chemical plant. The last bridge leading out of the city was destroyed in fighting earlier this week, effectively trapping its 12,000 remaining residents inside. For weeks, capturing Severodonetsk has been a top military goal for Russia, which now controls most of the city. The UN is hoping to provide aid to those trapped in the city, but continued fighting means its agency cannot get access or assurances to safely reach the civilians still there, including women, children and the elderly. Now the sports news. Nepali national cricket team has faced a 39-run defeat at the hands of the US in ICC World Cup League 2. The US team had presented a challenging 246 runs targeted before Nepal in the match played at Musa Cricket Stadium in Houston of the US. Nepal could muster 206 runs all out in 47.4 overs. Nepal's Arif Sheikh scored the highest 73 ball, 63 runs including 3 fours, while Sompal Kami gathered 47 runs including a 4 from 72. Sheikh and Kami had made a partnership for 106 runs in the face saving 6 wicket. Opener Kusal Vutil made 10, Asif Sheikh 18, Dev Khanal 34 and Rohit Kumar Poudel 16 runs. Nepal has so far gathered 15 scores of 16 matches under ICC World Cup League. Nepal is in the 5th position in League 2. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba says government always positive about cooperation with the private sector. Disaster preparedness intensified in Roswa district and leaders of France, Germany and Italy in Kyiv for talks. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned. Have a good day.